Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 24, verses 9 through 11. Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky itself. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. Imagine that you've been invited to a dinner party. The menu has things that you enjoy. Also, the time and the date work for you. But then you come to realize that you don't know anyone else who's been invited to the party, and you absolutely have nothing in common with the people who are going. Would you still be as excited to go? I'd guess most of us wouldn't be as excited. After all, what really makes a party fun is being with people we know and enjoy. Can you imagine a dinner party with God? It's hard to imagine. And at first glance, it's probably a scary thought. After all, God is perfect, holy, and eternal. We're sinners. What in the world do we have in common with God, or He with us? And yet, God chooses to invite us to His dinner party. God chooses to socialize with us. We read in today's Bible verses of how He allowed the leaders and elders of Israel to dine in His presence. What an experience! He did it in an even more wondrous measure when Jesus came to this world and lived our human life. He continues to do it today, promising that He's with us always to the very end of time, and He's preparing a place for us at the eternal banquet feast in heaven. But why would God want me at His party? I'm a sinner. Ah, true. But Jesus lived, died, and rose, thereby paying for your sins in full. And so, you're a welcome guest through Jesus. What a wonderful party it will be. Savior Jesus, thank you for inviting me to the party, the eternal party. Fill me with longing for the day you take me there. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.